Well, here we go again. Did I scare you? Sorry. It's the news according to me. Well, good morning. We are past the hump, I guess, aren't we? This is Thursday, February 10th, 10:36, almost, well, 10:37. It's just flipping right about now. 10:37 on Thursday morning. And just as I had suspected yesterday, it took me most of the day to get my podcast up and going. Sorry about that. I did the show in the morning. I'd like to be as up-to-date as possible because I know this is breaking, late-breaking news, and importantly, the news of what's in my cup. And it's this morning, it's a combination of black tea, basically Lipton tea. It's hot tea, just so you know. And I've got a little bit of honey in there, as well as some sugar. And it's just about what I need on a day like today. It was 30 degrees outside when I woke up this morning, and now it's dropped down to 28. It actually is getting cooler as the day goes on, which is kind of unusual, but it's not so much unusual really in this part of the country. It can be warmer at night than it is during the day, just because that's winter. We are officially in winter when that starts happening, I guess. I don't know. Again, I'm not a weatherman. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a professor of anything. I like to profess my opinions. I'm only a professor of my opinions. I'm a graduate or a forever student, I guess, of the EIB network. You want to call it that? I guess I could say that. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a life coach. I'm not an epidemiologist. I've been practicing that word. I can say it now. So there you have it. Those are the things I am not, and some of the things I am. But mostly what I am is a guy with a microphone that has a bunch of opinions that I like to spew out there. This is therapy for me. I get a chance to actually just say what I want to say, and nobody argues with me because they can't. If I start taking callers, this would require probably an assistant, and I don't have an assistant, especially one that can travel with me. Because I do a lot of traveling. Like next week, I'll be gone. I'll be on a roller coaster ride. Oh no, actually, I'll just be in one place. The whole week, I'll be in one place. I'll be back up in Appleton again. I've got a lot of work to do in Appleton. Majority of my work will be done in Appleton for the side gig I have, and some of it's going to be done as well. Some of it will be done in Atlanta. Both. Cities that start with A. I only work in cities that start with A when I do this kind of work. At least apparently that's what's happening. I don't know. I didn't choose that. I just noticed that's happening. So that's what I have to go with, I guess. I got all kinds of markers and pens here I didn't realize I had. Yeah. Underneath my pile of stuff. Well, it's always nice to have a pile of stuff. And it's kind of like Christmas every day. I discovered I have something that I didn't know I had. So it's kind of like you just got it. It's kind of fun. You keep piles of stuff. My wife does not agree with this at all, by the way, this concept of having piles of stuff that you find things that you've owned for 20 years, but you didn't know you had it. You find it, and it's like it's brand new all over again. It's a great concept. Yeah, try to sell your wife on that one. The interesting stuff I've got going on here this morning. You know, I had a pretty good show yesterday, and surprising, I don't know what happened yesterday. I was all hopped up on caffeine or something yesterday. I don't know what was going on with that. Kind of interesting. I had a second cup here. I'm looking around. The reason I'm looking around, you can't see me looking around, but you can probably hear that I'm not right up on the microphone because I had another cup. It had some V8 Fusion energy drink in it, along with a little mixture of tea. And it was kind of a cold drink. And I'm going to need that before this is all over with. So I'm going to have to, it's got to be sitting here somewhere. I know I brought it in. By the way, I'm at the world headquarters. I just didn't know my location this morning. I'm at the world, the news according to me headquarters this morning. This is the headquarters according to me. That's what I call it. Got a lot of work to do here today. I've done some work earlier this morning that I do. I do recording work, of course. I've got a recording studio here. That's what I've got. That's my main line of work. That's what I really do. I get this other gig that I do that's kind of gets in the way sometimes. It's good to have a week away from that. I've got this week away from it. Next week I work ridiculous amount of time, which is why I'm probably not going to have much of a show. Next week's shows are going to be like 20 minutes long, probably 30 minutes, unless I pre-record them the night before, put them out that next morning, which might work pretty well. I might do that, but I'm going to be pretty weary and tired and not really up on things because I'm going to be so entrenched in everything I've got to do all day. I can't really pay attention to the news much, but I will do my best because I know that some of you depend on this podcast to know what's going on in the world. This is where you get a summary. I don't even know what that word means. You get a summary. I think that's usually around July. I think I walk out the door and I say, this is really feeling rather summary today. But apparently that's not what it means, I guess. So I'll give you a summary of the news, all the headlines, things. And of course, not only that, but I give you an opinion of what I think about those things. And that's really what you hang on the cliff for. That's, you hang on my every word to know what I think about it, because everybody wants to know what I think about it. Not just what's going on, but what I think about it. I'm sure in my little world, that's the way I see it. That's probably not what's going on. Probably just people are tuning in probably just to laugh at me. I don't know, which is fine too. I don't care why you tune in. I just saw you tune in. I don't really care why. I'll just live in my little reality and you can live in yours. Having said all that, I will digress. I digress many times, probably. It's one of the better things I do. I can't spell it, but I can do it. I'm pretty sure. So at this point, I will move along. Some of the headlines we will be discussing today. Oh, what are they? Let's just look at it. I have this one particular website I like to look at a lot. It's called ReliableNewsNow.com. I like to look at that. It's kind of a clearinghouse where they clear things. They have a lot of headlines. Here's just a few of the headlines. A New York coroner confirms jab killed college student. These incidences, by the way, are not nearly reported as much as they should be. They have been suppressed incredibly by some of the young people who've died from and had severe injuries from the jab. Now, that's not to say that there's the risks or the benefits far outweigh the risks. And maybe that's to some degree true. But the younger you get, the less that is true. In fact, the studies that have been suppressed in this country would just blow my mind. Children from age 5 to 13 are more likely to be hospitalized and or die from the vaccine than they are to be hospitalized or die from COVID. What's going on here? And now the push has happened. 6 months old, they want you to be jabbed. Now, you have to understand, this vaccine is not the same kind of vaccine that we all took as kids. They're all saying, well, you all took vaccines as kids, so you need to take this vaccine. Why are they still pushing a vaccine that's basically become irrelevant? This vaccine is no longer, because of Omicron, and every day it becomes even less important, because as the caseload starts to drop off, and this is another thing that really aggravates me is, well, if you haven't been vaccinated, if you've already got your two boosts, your two shots, get your third one. Make sure you get your third, because the first two won't do anything for you. So I don't understand how they can say that. Okay, let's say somebody today has never been vaccinated and they decide to go out and get their first vaccination shot. You're saying they're not going to be any. It's not going to be any use to them until they get their third one, which is the same shot. But it's going to take three, and you have to wait 4 months or whatever it is, 3 months or 4 months or whatever it is. or whatever they're saying the science is today. This whole science thing, they like to be the purveyors of science, and yet if a person has scientifically been proven to have a certain number of chromosomes, they can be whatever sex they want. Doesn't matter how many chromosomes they are because of science. Who's the purveyor of science here? I'm sorry, I'm already starting my rant going. I got my rant going already. There's something in this. And guess what I just found? My other cup. Maybe that's why I'm all upset because I couldn't find my other cup. I just found it. I'm going to drink my hot tea first because that's hot tea will get cold. And it's, well, what's the use of that? If it's not hot tea, it's cold hot tea, which is not, you don't even know what your hot tea to get cold because then it's not hot tea anymore. Well, I guess it is. It's just hot tea that's cold. That was just one headline, folks. That was a rant from just one headline. Imagine what this show is going to be like, because I got about 20 headlines here. We've got New York City purse snatcher busted 59 times and still not in jail. Just in time for the midterm elections, Democrats realize voters, are tired of COVID rules. You think? You think so? They're dropping COVID mandates and rules faster than they can lie. Well, maybe not quite that fast. That's for, I don't know, probably not. That's for any politician, I don't know. That's pretty fast. That's faster than a New York second. Strangely enough, though, the CDC, now you see you got the CDC and the FDA kind of constantly at odds with each other sometimes. CDC has left all COVID restrictions in place and changes absolutely nothing. Even though you've got the Dems pushing for the other direction now. And now you even find that the CNN now is going against the CDC recommendations now, which is it's okay for them. They can do that. That's not false or misinformation at all. No, that's not science. That's their science. They have a different science because they realize the Dems are going to take a huge beating. And I hate to tell you this, Dems. I hate to tell you this, CNN. You guys overplayed your hand way too long. Trying to backpedal now might save you maybe one or two seats in the House. Maybe. You thought there was a shellacking back when, I don't know if you remember this, when Obama came out one time after the midterms. He said, yeah, we got shellacked. This is going to be far worse than anything you've seen in terms of a wave. And I believe it's a wave that even the establishment Republicans are going to be a little bit shocked about when they see what kind of candidates win. They're going to be all excited about the Republicans taking control again, except the fact that they don't like being in control. They don't like being out front. They like to lead from behind and pretend like we're fighting against all these people. We're really fighting against them. You need to support me so I can fight against them. I get these letters from my congressperson all the time. I'm fighting against, and this will happen right after an election. I've got to fight against all the left-wing agenda. So please send your money to support me in this. How about this? How about you do your job and I'll vote for you? If you don't do your job, I won't. How about that? Because you get paid to do your job. It's not like you're a missionary. It's not like you're raising support to go out on the barren landscape of wherever and try to reach out to some people group. You're getting paid very well, by the way, with all kinds of benefits. You people become millionaires in like 5 years, making a salary of less than $200,000 a year. So please explain to me how that happens. Aside from that, another side rant. That's a side rant. So you have to learn. I should probably put together some rules for this show. You have to understand. There's the main rant, And then there's the side rant. Some people call it bunny trails. Some people call it ADD, but I won't go into that because I'm not a doctor. I can't talk about those things. Because I can distract myself very quickly. I just ask my wife. I'll be driving down the road telling her something, and I'll distract myself and start off on another subject. I just kind of start in with some kind of subject about something, and she has no content. I'll be in the middle of a sentence and change what I'm saying, even if it's about the same topic, but I'll just have an epiphany in the middle of a sentence and start talking about something to do with that and kind of answering myself in the middle of the conversation. She loves it when I do that. Pretty sure she does. Joe Rogan is punching back against the censorship mob, and he calls it a political hit job. Well, I guess I got news for you, Joe. Joe, I had a lot of respect for you at one point during this whole thing. And I still do. Don't get me wrong. I still have a lot of respect for Joe Rogan. His podcast does a little bit better than mine, I think. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the stats yet on that. But from what I understand, he does a little bit better than I do in terms of listenership. I don't know how much, by how much. It's pretty close. Again, I'm living in my own world. The thing that Joe did, and this is, you're probably going to see this. I was really surprised, I guess, to see him come out and start apologizing for things that he really didn't need to apologize for. And it's the way, the manner in which he apologized, I guess. When I actually heard the recording and saw the video of him up, I think it was just a recording. I think I just heard the audio part of it, but I think it was a video. I saw part of the video. I listened to the whole audio. And he, not that that matters to you, but it matters to me. What I heard him saying, I was like, you know, it gets back to this whole voice thing. When I hear someone speaking, there's not all the time, and it's not 100%. But I have this uncanny ability to kind of tell whether a person's being truthful or not when they're speaking. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is about that. I've got this like hypersensitivity to that, whether they're being genuine or not. And sometimes I can tell a lot about their character by the way they're talking. And even actors, even some of the best actors out there, people like, well, you know, Alec Baldwin. It's like I can see right through this stuff. And it's there have been a lot of people who've, what was that one gal? This happened a long, long time ago. She came out and she was crying about her kids. She had driven her kids into a river or a lake or whatever it was and killed her kids. And then she claimed that somebody stole them. She got carjacked or whatever. And when she came out and she was crying about it, and the news media stuck a camera in her face and she was pleading for people to find her, for her kids to come back and all that stuff. When I heard that, my first thing that came out of my mouth was she's lying, and there was no reason to say that because there was nobody who, as far as I know, was suspecting her of anything. But it was just so phony to me, and maybe a lot of other people have that ability too. It's kind of innate in us, I think, to understand body language, and it's. You know, when you talk to somebody and you just get that uneasy feeling that they're not being truthful with you, a lot of what they're saying and portraying is probably because our senses are picking up something beyond just what they're saying and what we want to believe. Anyway, just a side rant again. That's just called a side note. That wasn't a rant, really. That was just a side note. So you have to get a scorecard to follow along with all this stuff. The CDC, I already said that, MIT and Stanford scientists discuss UFO sightings by the Navy pilots. Yeah, big deal. Yeah, whatever. Some of this stuff is just distraction, in my opinion. Just because there's an unidentified flying object. I've seen that kind of stuff, you know. My cat chases stuff in my house that's unidentified. It's flying through the house. I don't know what it is. There's UFOs in my house. We get over it pretty quickly. Brazilian podcaster shut down for advocating freedom and democracy. Now, I don't know. I don't know the details on that one. So I'll just move along. DeSantis hit Joe Biden with an ultimatum that will put him his jaw on the floor. Now we just get into more and more of this stuff. But I guess the rhinos have now caved in to the Democrats' demand for a massive government funding bill. I don't know what that's about. Now, and I've talked about this before. You know, they didn't get the big omnibus bill through with all their wish list of everything that they wanted. They didn't get that through because of Joe Manchin and Sinema. Well, that's good. That's all well and good. Except I did tell you, and this is the way, and I've even heard some other broadcasters, it's uncanny sometimes at the time that I record these shows, if I didn't know better, if my shows actually got published in the mornings, I would probably think, I would be very suspicious that some folks like Dan Bongino and some of the big dogs out there, it's uncanny sometimes the way they'll say stuff. It's like they've been listening to my show, which is bizarre. I don't know if it's just because the news cycle has us that controlled that we're going down the same path at the same time, or if there is something more behind this, like maybe a spiritual influence. I don't know. The truth marches on. His truth is marching on. Something to that effect. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Bongino. I like the guy. Don't get me wrong. He has taken, in our area, he took the time slot from the late Rush Limbaugh. And I have to say, I'll listen to him, but he's just not... I don't adjust my day around his show. In fact, we've got a local broadcaster here. His name's Casey Hendrickson. I am more interested in what he has to say than I am in Dan Bongino. Now, since Rush has gone, I have to say that I think a lot of other broadcasters are really coming into their own. It's interesting to see what's happened with all this. For instance, Matt Walsh. Now, I'm kind of akin to Matt Walsh. I kind of think my sense of humor, he's much better read. His brain is 10 times faster than mine. He's a brilliant, in my opinion, he's a philosophical thinker in that he has the ability to reason so quickly. At least it appears that way on his show. Now, I don't know what he would do. I don't think he's as quick in a debate as he is on the show, because he's kind of prepared to make his point on the show. I think if he's asked cold questions, he's probably not as fast. And nobody is. Maybe Shapiro is. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Shapiro. I just don't listen to Ben Shapiro that much. I don't always agree with him, and it's just the way he talks, I think, sometimes. As you know, he was not a Trump fan. He's more of an establishment Republican type guy. And I at least that's the way I view him. That's the way I've seen him. So I can't really say that I'm. I'll listen to him. I'll listen to his show, but I get more out of Matt Walsh. And I like Michael Knowles, as far as the Daily Wire is concerned. That's just my opinion. Again, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to give you that. That's what you get. It's all free. I'm not paying a dime for this. And now a word from our sponsor. There you go. That was the only sponsor we have right there. Dead air. My tea is almost gone. I have to switch over to my cold cup. Can't say this is really very hot anymore either. So, but let's look at, again, like I've said before, MSNBC and CNN have this tendency to just, their heads are still just exploding over the whole Trump thing. They're still all about Trump. Here's let's just look through some of the headlines here. Let's see if we can go to CNN here real quick. I don't want to. Oh, come on now. Where'd you go? There you are. Okay. Oh, there it is. Yeah, here's CNN. Let's just look at some of the headlines on their videos. I guarantee you half of them are something to do with. Yeah, here we go. January 6th committee subpoenas ex-Trump advisors. Book reveals Trump staff found flushed papers in, what was it? Okay, what's the rest of it? In White House toilet. Gunshots rang out as CNN gets first look at the standoff in eastern Ukraine. Yeah, it's probably, they probably actually filmed all of this in probably Minnesota somewhere. Dr. Gupta explains what to do if you sustain a serious head injury from Trump. I didn't say that. Let's see what the rest of that says. Yeah, it's, what should you do, Dr. Gupta is going to tell you what you should do if you sustain a serious head injury. Well, what you should do is hope that somebody's around to call the ambulance, because your serious head injury you're probably not conscious if it's serious. Let's see what else we got going on here. I wasn't in control. Trump supporter explains how he fell for the election lies. Again, another one about Trump. Misinformation and frustration in Canada. Let's see, that's about the truckers thing. Oh, isn't it? Yep. And that's about Trump. Again, it's about Trump as well. Part of the story here is that Trump apparently said something that was supportive of the truckers in Canada. And that's what this is about now. What's this now? Sounds COVID. The impact of inflation and supply chain issues. Let's see what else they got. I'm sure they have something on every line here about Trump. There's another one about Trump. It's just my point here is that they're just if you look at their page here, their CNN Go There CNN YouTube page. It has pictures of all the like glamour shots of every single one of their reporters. It's got what's her name there. It looks like that other guy, Gupta, possibly there. Christiana Nampol. Whatever her name is. Tapper. Who's that guy? I got all these guys. That guy there looks kind of like Mike Rowe, but Mike Rowe is not on CNN. He's not a CNN contributor that I know of. Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't know. Is he on there? I don't know what that's all about. Yeah. There's just, of course, now I could go to MSNBC, of course, again. Let's do that. They're even worse. Let's see what they have to say about themselves. Let's go to their channel, look at their videos, and we'll see what they've got. here we go. January 6th committee subpoena Trump advisors. Conservative cancel culture warriors. Not concerned over banning books. I don't know what they're talking about there. That's what are they talking about there? Oh, here we go. Report: Trump may have taken classified material. What the National Archives found inside the boxes that were in the Trump hold. Lawrence Representative Green. This is just about Marjorie Taylor Greene. This Lawrence guy, whatever his name is. Yeah, this is the pot calling the kettle black. He's saying a stunning display of stupidity on her part. This Lawrence guy, he has said some of the most absolutely stupid things any broadcaster has ever said, ever, in the history of news. And he's got the gall to come out and say that. Records retrieved from the Trump National Archives, blah, 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 mask mandates and the... calling January 6th legitimate political discourse is dangerous. It's just on and on and on. Everything's about Trump. Oh, here we got about Giuliani. Another one about Trump. Trump advisor. Trump on board with coup. House demands aid. Yeah, just... oh, my word. Just one thing after another. Every... Oh, jeez. Of course, they don't talk about COVID much on MSNBC. However, on CNN, they do. They talk about it all the time. And of course, the mob, the left-wing mob, here's the thing about Joe Rogan. You can come out and apologize to them. You can apologize up and down, up one side, down the other. You do not get, there's no mercy here. They'll find something you said 10 years ago, and they may have said the same thing. But somebody on the left is going to come out with this thing that they found you saying something. Now, he was talking about the actual word. And they were having a discussion about the word. It revolved around the word itself and what, and the complexities of the word itself. And he tried to explain that. But that was the context of most of his using. He wasn't calling someone the name. He was just talking about the word. And that's what he got in trouble for. The left-wing mob came out and just went nuts about him. And he's fallen victim now. He's fallen into their trap of, well, if I just apologize, I'm so sorry I said this. Sorry if I offended anyone. You know what? He did nothing wrong. It's just outlandish. And yet, when he comes out to apologize, they don't forgive you. They don't forgive you. They see that as an opportunity to go ahead and just sweep you, you know, put their foot on your neck and continue to sweep you under the rug. Cancel you from everything. We now have to fire you and censor you, and we're gonna get rid of 100 of your episodes. It's just, it goes on and on like that. You just have to stand your ground, buddy. Yeah. So you got that going for you. Al Sharpton criticizes New York City crime. Can't have it. Can't have at random. What is this? What is he saying here? Can't have at random out of control culture. Huh. Well, that's kind of what you guys have been promoting this whole time. Yeah. So that's where we are today. And most of the headlines, at least that I'm seeing, let's look at the normal home page here and see what they're trying to push on me. This is MSNBC, banker who tried to buy his way into Trump administration gets a year in prison. That's interesting. There's some other stuff going on. See, right now, Steven Crowder is live at the moment. What else is going on here? America's Cup. There's all this different stuff that's on here. Hunter Biden emails reportedly reveal attempted $120 million oil deal. All kinds of things. That's interesting stuff. Interesting stuff here going on. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. We have... Here's this interesting deal with this Roma, 2009 women's. This was one lady who was, I think she was a skier, I believe. She ended up kind of basically defecting, I guess, the way I understand it. She was, I think she's born and raised here, but she has one of her parents is Chinese, and she decided to compete for the Chinese. You know, the Chinese are trying to recruit people to China, to compete for them. Somehow, I don't know how it's all going, but so there you go. So that's the basis of the news today. Let's talk about COVID a little bit and what's happening. Again, as I said earlier, there is pretty much a lot of things happening with regard to the way it's dropping off. Now, there's the news cycle is kind of trying to make light of it, of the whole thing now, not make light of it in terms of being comedic, but kind of just let it go. We got other things to report on. One of those things is Ukraine. Of course, they're really using that. They're getting all the mileage out of that they can. It's imminent. It's going to happen at any minute. Now, if you talk to people in Ukraine, apparently the eastern border is really the only one that's kind of feeling any tension because of some of the buildup there. But most of the people who are there are calling people who like live here and people who know each other, friends. The words are trickling out now. They're like, we don't see the Russians doing anything. We're just kind of going about our daily lives here, and there's nothing really. We don't feel the tension at all, which goes along with what the president or prime minister, whoever he is, of Ukraine, kind of basically told Biden. So we just lay back on the rhetoric. Stop the rhetoric here. You're doing nothing but stirring the pot. Now, I don't know what's going to happen there. I have no idea. This whole idea that the Russians were planning some kind of a false flag event, that's out of our playbook here in this country. That's what our CIA does. That's what our alphabet soup organizations do here. They're the ones who understand that kind of stuff. And of course, they're the ones who came out to say that they were going to do it. And the only proof we have is that they told us that's what they're going to do. Because of the powers that be in our... We're releasing this right now. We found evidence that the Russians are going to create a false flag event. Oh, okay. Well, where's your proof? I'm telling you right now, this is the proof. Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. I was listening to a guy this morning, a report from the BBC. As I was sitting down eating my Wheaties this morning. I eat Wheaties every morning because it's the breakfast of champions. I don't know if you realize that or not. So I have to, because I consider myself a champion. So I have to eat Wheaties because I've been told by someone. It's the evidence, all the evidence I need is right there in the box. It's the breakfast of champions. I guess that's why I have to eat it. So the problem here is that we have, This BBC report came out and said that modern European man apparently appeared much earlier than they thought and probably coexisted much longer with the Neanderthal. And the Neanderthal was around for hundreds of thousands of years. But the European Homo sapien came about 54,000 years earlier than first expected. Exactly, 54,000 years. It's science. This is science. You can't question science. We're talking about science here. These are scientists. They know this stuff. 54,000 years. They didn't know it till they discovered this. So their original science was wrong, first of all. Oh, I guess they were around a little longer. I guess we were wrong by 54,000 years, which is, nothing. That's 54,000 years, that's nothing. When you're talking about billions and billions of years. Well, you have to realize, when I was a kid, the idea that the Earth was older than about 10,000 years was really pretty controversial. There was a scientist that came out and said, the Earth could possibly be at least 1 million years old. That was a big deal. And it made headlines. It was on Time magazine. It was all over the place. And here's the reason they had to have this million-year-old thing. Because as they started realizing that evolution had to have happened over a course of millions of years, not just thousands of years, not even 100,000 years, millions. So the age of the Earth has continued to get older and older and older. Because, well, in order for this to have happened, it would have taken this many more years. Now, what's funny to me when I see this kind of stuff? Not funny, not funny, ha-ha. It's funny, in the sense that they continue to... I've got messages coming in here, like, what is going on? Emails, like I said, it's emails, yeah, a bunch of stuff. They continue to make these claims. And So I wrote a comment in the comment section of this particular video. And my comment basically revolved around this. Oh, it's exactly 54,000 years ago. Not 53,200 years ago, but 54,000 years ago. They could round it down to the nearest thousand. Because science. This, at some point, you have to understand and realize this stuff is all speculative. And it's based on really bad science. Carbon dating, for instance, is extremely unreliable. Extremely. To the point where I cannot even believe they're still using it. It's just, where do I even begin? I'll pick up any book about creationism that is worth its weight. Any scientists that actually are studying the idea that creation could be possible and how they explain some of these things, it's all viable. It's all credible. Plausible hypothesis. It is all maybe not provable, but certainly observable. And it just amazes me that these same people who told us not to wear a mask,
well, nobody should be walking around wearing a mask because I'm science. Oh, wait. Yes, maybe you should be wearing a mask now. Everybody needs to be wearing a mask, including children who don't even get this thing at all. You should be wearing a mask. In fact, another layer, maybe wear two masks is good. Wait a minute. No, these cloth masks, they really don't do anything. You really should be wearing a better mask. If you're going to be wearing a mask at all, it should be a better mask. Really, nobody should be wearing a mask at all right now. I'm science. You know, if you're arguing with me, you're just really arguing with science. My last name, my parents were going to name me Science, but they actually said, no, that's a little too much. We're just going to name him Anthony. My middle name is Science.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Trevor Loudon, on another subject. Trevor Loudon, I just had this, said this thought. He's got this show called Counterpunch. This guy understands and knows communism and the history of communism and its present day form better than anybody else I know. Anybody else I've ever heard. I'm not sure. I don't know that he's the top authority on communism, but he's certainly very well researched and read in what's going on with communism around the world. Again, his show is called Counterpunch. I think he's on Epic Times TV. I think he's or something. He's in one of those. And he's got a little show. I think he's been banned a few times on YouTube, but excellent exposés on stuff and the history of different people. There is a gal, I was watching a video, this is prior to the election. I just happened to run across the subject matter was in one of the suggested things. And I was watching one of his older videos. This was right before the election in 2020. And he was talking about a few of the individuals who were extremists with regard to communism. One of the individuals is the assistant. She's got a French last name. I can't think of her name. She occasionally, like when Circleback Psaki was out with COVID, she actually was standing in for her. And he talked about this gal being a huge coming from a family and being a part of this organization that was a huge leftist communist organization. So it's and there she is. I mean, this was before the election, and then she comes out here she is. The idea that we have a government right now, the administration, behind the scenes is not actively and aggressively pushing a leftist agenda and all of the mechanics that they have always used, everything in their playbook, is being used. It is right there in front of us all the time, all cloaked in this idea that they are centrists and they are, and just the idea that this is the American way, this is our democracy. And it's all baloney. It's all baloney. They keep using words like democracy. And, you can get into this whole argument of, well, we have a republic, not a democracy. Okay, whatever. That's not even what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is they're just using that word because they know it polls well. And the real reality of this thing is it's their democracy, not our democracy. Not just like Trudeau. All the things that Trudeau said about the truckers. If he made that speech, he could actually have been making that speech about their government itself. They've come in here and stopped our economy. They've stopped our. They've shut down everything. They're doing this. They're doing that. They're disrupting our lives. We're getting trying. Look, excuse me. That's what you did to the entire country. I mean, you could use those same words against their government. Well, but we're the problem is they don't see it that way. They see themselves as being the democracy. They see themselves as being the government. They don't understand the concept of for, of, and by the people. The of and by is lost on them. They might possibly understand for, but they only understand it in the context of what they think is best for us. We are a government that's for the people. What about of and by? What about those two things? Because you seem to forget that you're just a representative. You're representing individuals and individual rights in the Constitution. You swore to uphold and defend it. Of course, Joe makes a big deal out of both foreign and domestic. Now, there's speaking of which, this is kind of the meat of what I want to talk about, even though the show's almost over, which is usually what happens. I usually get to the meat of the show right at the end because that way those of you who stick around for the whole show get the real meat of the story. I get rid of all the fluff at the beginning. They'll tune out. They don't listen to me at the beginning, but this is where it's really going. Now you get the real story. You had Paul Harvey with the rest of the story. Now you're going to get the real story. And now, the rest of the story. We have, you always have those dramatic pauses. Paul Harvey. Good day. He would always take a sip from a cup, but he just never told you what was in his cup. I think that's where he really had a problem. See, he never brought the audience into what was in his cup. This is why he was so unsuccessful in life. He could have been even bigger than I am with his show, but he wasn't. So just recently, Biden apparently made this. It always cracks me up when Biden comes out and says, at my direction, at my instruction, this military thing or whatever they did. Speaking of which, before I get into this whole Homeland Security issue, I find it extremely unsettling when I see the video of the military operation to get rid of this guy that was supposedly the head of ISIS. And why are we even trying? This becomes a political feather in the cap for them to use as a campaign issue when they kill an ISIS leader, like another one doesn't pop up. It's this idea that ISIS is some kind of an organization that if we kill their leader, they're going to go away. When has that happened? How many ISIS leaders have we killed now? And there's another one right there. This is an ideology. It's killing their leader doesn't necessarily. It's just political. It just makes them a martyr, and they just go on and they start doing their thing again. The The strange, unsettling thing. Now, I've got a friend of mine who's related to a family member of mine. Like, you know, when there's a funeral or a reunion, he's there. I'm not, you know, best buddies. I don't talk to him every day, but I certainly could. I could pick up the phone right now and call him. He would know who I am. I know him when he was a child. And he grew up with, you know, relatives of mine, people in my family. So he does still work, I guess, as a contractor now. Worked for the government for a while, but he still is a contractor, I believe. And he's very good at deconstruction of, you know, the whole bomb investigation stuff. Be interested in getting his take on this. Now, this guy, this Al-Qaeda leader, not Al-Qaeda, ISIS leader, apparently he blew himself up as the military was approaching his facility, blew himself up and killed a bunch of kids and civilians. This, frankly, folks, I'm just going to say it, this smells like a rat to me. This sounds like a military operation gone wrong. I don't know if it was or not. I'm just saying it certainly doesn't look like what they're saying it is. And it's sad, but I do not believe anything this administration says. They say one thing and it's completely the opposite. They're claiming that our military forces were moving in to get this guy. And he blew himself up. Now, keep in mind, one little, very small detail in this operation that was going on over there. We had a helicopter that crashed. Well, it crash-landed. It didn't crash. It operationally had to be destroyed. He couldn't get it out. They hit the dirt, and they had to destroy the helicopter so it couldn't be used, unlike Afghanistan. This was a botched job in the making. This reminds me so much of the Carter administration. They had that mess of helicopters when they were trying to get our hostages out of Iran. And of course, Jimmy Carter, he blames his loss. He said if he would have gotten those hostages out, he would have won the election. No, Jimmy. There was a whole lot more going on than that. That was a major issue, but that wasn't the only issue. But he's that's what he tells everybody. Because we've forgotten about the economic situation. Everybody talks about, this is the worst it's been since in 50 years. Well, 50 years ago was when Carter was in charge. So this whole operation was going down the tube. It was not going well. Let's just put it that way. It was not going well. Now, this guy blows himself up. Supposedly, he just happened to have a vest on or whatever he had, or had his house. I assume he had his house rigged with something to blow up. Now, it's my opinion, if you were going to be you kind of had a doomsday device in your house to blow it up, it doesn't seem like you would put it on the top floor. I'm just saying. I don't understand physics that well. I'm not a bomb expert or anything. To me, it doesn't seem like you'd want to do that on the top floor. And in all the pictures, all the video I have seen of this whole thing, it's on one side of the house, and it looks like the top floor of the house is basically blown away, with the side of the house also kind of crumbled on the one side. Part of the house is still intact, and it's on the lower level. That just makes no sense to me at all. If you were doing something to blow yourself up and make sure it was gone and make sure you were, it just makes no sense to me. to me, when I look at the scene, all the pictures I've seen, I look at it, it looks like an airstrike. I don't have any other... If I was just looking at it without anybody telling me what happened there, I would say that this is an airstrike. I'm probably wrong. Because like I said, I'm not a bombologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a bombologist. I'm not sure. I'm sure if that's a word. It's probably not a word. I'm just making stuff up now. Much like I do the rest of the show. I just saw a headline come across here. Former FDA official. Fauci must step aside. Failing at his own... failing at his only job. He's failing at his only job. Anyway, yeah, I would agree with that. So the bulk of what I want to talk about was the Homeland Security issue now. That Biden supposedly... They're stepping up efforts in Homeland Security. Now, the first few sentences that he says in this little report thing that he puts out makes it sound like we're under threat of foreign terrorists. But that's only implied. And then you start to realize he's talking about terrorists from within. In other words, homegrown terrorists. And what has Mr. Garland said? Our biggest threat comes from white supremacists and homegrown terrorists. This has been a constant thing. So I digress. We're going to see this ramp up more and more until the election. I guarantee you this year, about every month, you're going to see them come out with a report. Oh, we're getting more and more threats from homegrown terrorists. White supremacist groups, because, you know, they're on every corner. They're every city has an office, homegrown, this white supremacist office. And they're everywhere. They're behind every bush. Yeah. And now I guess somebody in parliament, I guess, where was this? Was this in Australia? I think it was in Australia. Some lady came out now and she's before the House of Commons or whatever they have down there. I don't know what talking about eating meat is giving in to the and participating in the white supremacist patriarchal whatever else it is, racist, whatever they were called, all the bad things. Society. We need to stop eating meat because that's a part of the white supremacist patriarchal society. Tyrannical government. Yes, that's what it is. Of course it is. Well, of course it is. Whatever. Well, I'm just going to stop this show because I want to get it posted. I want to get a show finally today. I'm going to try to get a show posted before noon. That's my goal. Now, tomorrow morning, there will be an early show tomorrow morning, by the way. That's the plan. The show is to have a show. The show is to, the plan is to have a show so early tomorrow morning that you won't even be awake when it's being recorded. Now, if you live on the West Coast, that's probably going to happen. But you know, for those of you on the East Coast, it's going to be close. Some of you get up kind of early. I know some people who get up really early. The RV industry around here is insane. They most of them are at work, but by five o'clock, if you're not at work already, your day's half over. These people get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. They start work at 4 o'clock in the morning. Many times they're done by noon, and the second shift comes in, or they work a 10-hour day or a 12-hour day. They're done by four. It's ridiculous. It's just out of control. It's insane, folks. People are insane. Building trailers. So, I may not get up that early, but I do plan to get up earlier than usual. And it's not that I don't get up early. It's just I don't do anything early in the morning. I get up early, let the dogs out, chase the cat around a little bit, try to stay out of the way of my wife, who actually has a real job. She goes to work. She does actually real stuff, like important stuff, saving people's lives and stuff. I just sit around, make podcasts, stuff. That's all I do. So, Once again, folks, thank you for sharing this video, or sharing this video. That's funny. Sharing this audio, sharing this show, liking, subscribing. Listenership is up, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. God bless, folks. We'll keep praying for each other. Have a great day. Maybe another show today. Maybe. Who knows? Good night, folks.